Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening. Going to be with you for the full four. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take your smartphone. Take your Alexa speakers. You can use your tablet. You can use your Atari 5200, your Tandy 1000, your Mr. Microphone. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, the best way to be a part of the show is to follow me on, well, follow us on our personal Twitter pages. At JMCH316 is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, producing the show as always, Day Day's in the house at the D. Lewis for real. Several things to get into with you here this evening. Braves do have the night off tonight, so they get ready to take on the Marlins, who are in action. The Marlins are in Boston to wrap up that series before they come down here to Atlanta. Then the Mets are in action tonight. They have Milwaukee coming into New York. Max Scherzer are going to be on the mound for the Mets tonight. Then the Phillies are in Chicago. Taijuan Walker and Kyle Hendricks will hook up. So all three teams that actually matter in the division have a chance to pick up a half a game on the Braves. So, and again, the Phillies and Mets still will be double-digit games behind when Braves crank back up coming tomorrow. I want to see the Braves just pound on the Marlins, sweep them out of town, And now we've got double-digit leads over everybody that matter. Well, double-digit leads over anybody at this point. But so Braves have the night off. And obviously, you know, we're going to wait to see if Michael Soroka gets the start tomorrow. So Snicker said it would probably be game day before we would know who the starter is. Well, obviously, we'll have to know on game day. But, you know, the idea was probably Friday morning we will know who's going to make the start. And, again, I think with some of the moves that have been made and this, that, and the other, and Schuster going down, it feels like it's going to be Michael Soroka. And we talked about this last night. Look, if Michael Soroka is coming back up here, leave him up here. Barring injury, leave him up here. Forget the idea of, you know, well, you know, he's got to work on some things or this or get more time in or build up. No. If you're going to bring him up, leave his ass up here. Don't monkey around. Stop the Partridge Family bus tour from Buford to Smyrna and back. You bring him up, leave him up here. Let him work his way through. Let him get that experience. We're trying to win. Michael Soroka is still a better option than most everybody you could bring up. Michael Soroka has been through the battles and the wars. He's been a playoff pitcher. He knows what it's like, okay? Let him get up here and get things fixed and get it right. Braves have a million-game lead over everybody. The Marlins suck. They ain't going to do nothing. Sorry. They're not catching the Braves. Phillies in the mutts? Please. There's a better chance the Washington Generals are beating the Globetrotters than the Phillies in mutts overtaking anything. That's why I said the division's over. Let's get hot takey. How about hot take Tommy? Division's over. How does Sal Lipskitz say it? This division is over. It's over. Braves will be in action coming up here tomorrow night. Hey, the Hawks made some moves today. Not on the court, but I kind of laugh at all this. They announced a bunch of front office promotions today. So Ryan Silverstein will be the VP of Cap Strategy Player Personnel. Torrey Miller will be the VP of Personnel, Player Personnel and Basketball Intelligence. Dan Martinez, Senior VP of Team Operations. Chris Emmons as Executive Advisor. Blake Johnson is now the Director of Player Engagement. Grant Lifman is the VP of Basketball Operations. Michelle Leftwich is the Senior VP of Salary Cap Administration. Doton Ekindiwal Jr. is the VP of Player Personnel and promoted to the position of Principal Advisor to the Governor. If you don't know who the governor is, that's Tony Ressler. Principal Advisor to the Governor is, that looks like the same name as the owner, Nick Ressler. So does this mean he has more influence now? Does this mean he's got, again, what did Seinfeld say? More hand in the organization? Some people call it more stroke in the organization. Look, I mean, this is all about keeping family around, you know? Like, you it's like the mafia. You keep your family around because those are the people you can trust.
Especially if he's not trusting his gut.
Well,
Nick's there to kind of help edge him along.
Sure. You know, and he'll have a big influence in his ear. You know, he'll put a bug in Tony Ressler's ear with all of this. So, again, I don't know what the exact title means. I don't know that this is any different, but certainly now it's legit on the books, right? Like, if there's ever any doubt about who is Tony Ressler confiding in, it's Nick. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't have a problem with your son being the guy that you confide into. I mean, again, I don't know enough about Nick Ressler to tell you he doesn't know anything, does know something. I mean, I don't really know. The way that this Hawks team is rolling along, I question anything that's going on right now. You know, and obviously this next move will be big because if it's another salary dump, without starting to get some talent back, then we're going to have a problem. Then Houston, we're going to have a problem. So I don't know. I mean, it is strange times, but, you know, I think Nick Wrestler's, you know, only increased his influence within this organization. Did you see that James Harden opted in at $36 million? We're going to talk to Ben Ladner coming up here at 8:20 this evening. By the way, we'll talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale coming up at 7:40. We'll talk some Braves and a bounce around the NFL. Harden opted into his $36 million. It's 38.8 or 37.8, I should say, or whatever it is. It's like $37, $38 million that he's opting into. And supposedly the 76ers are looking to deal him now. That's why he opted in, so that he could be dealt. Okay, can I ask Ben this question? Can I ask a dumb question, Day Day?
Go ahead.
Okay, why would anybody want James Harden for almost $40 million to just muck your whole franchise up? Like, where does he go that things get drastically better for a franchise?
Yeah, and that's the problem, because he gets to have a say in where he goes. So that's going to be an issue.
Right. And again, he's almost a $40 million player who doesn't do anything to better your organization. I mean, at what point, and again, I'm hearing the Clippers, because they want one last run at this thing with Paul George and Cowie. They want one last run at it. But why? What is James Harden going to do to help your organization? What, he's going to help beat the who's the dregs there? He's going to help beat the Orlando Magic? He's going to help beat the Boulays? Like, what's he going to do? What is he going to do to help you get over the hump if you think you're a playoff team to a championship-caliber team? What's he going to do? Nothing. Zilch. Bupkis. Nada. Nothing. God bless James Harden. He's the most unclutch player in the NBA, getting $40 million a year. That ain't a bad way. I mean, listen. Bravo. It was all downhill when he dated that Kardashian. What was it? Was it Khloe that he dated?
Which one did he date?
I think he dated Khloe.
Was it Khloe? Yeah, well, I know it wasn't Kim for sure. It had to be Khloe.
Yeah.
Because the other one.
Yes, it was Khloe.
Yeah, because the older one, she's always kind of, she was married for a long time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So
Kim,
it had to be.
Kim was married and all that. But
well, no, the other one, Courtney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Courtney. So it had to be, yeah, you're right, it had to be Khloe. Yeah.
Yeah, Khloe was with James Harden. That's OJ's kid. It's OJ's kid. I mean, let's face it.
That's what everybody says. That's the word in the street.
Yeah,
it's has OJ's been kid. For quite a while.
Yeah. Again, read Faye Resnick's book about what was going on in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after all the murder and all that kind of stuff, Faye Resnick wrote a tell-all book about what the real story was in that neighborhood and the debauchery that was going on in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was stooping somebody. Everybody was hooking up with somebody. There were a lot of, let me tell you, there were a lot of upside down pineapples on the front porch. A lot of keys in the fishbowl. Know what I mean? Wink, wink, mm-hmm. nudge, nudge.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but again, I wouldn't touch James Harden in my organization with a 70-foot long pole. I'm sorry. I he's an exciting player, dynamic player, whatever. $40 million a year guy. And you can't win with him. I mean, you can't win with him. No matter where he goes. How many teams has he been to? How many organizations has he been with now? Nobody wins with him.
Yeah, this is number 4.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. And we'll see where he ends up. I mean, all signs point to the Clippers, because they want one last run with Cowie and Paul George and, you know, Harden. Well, what a threesome that is. Oh, the big three. I heard somebody on ESPN say, the big three. Big three, what? The only guy who's a big three is Cowie. Anyway. All right, here we go. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I'm asking you guys a question on the phone lines. How disappointing would it be if the Braves don't at least end up in the World Series this year? How disappointing would it be if the Braves don't at least end up in the World Series this year. 404-726-0929. We'll take your thoughts. I'm going to give you my thoughts as well. Chuck and Nikia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. You can jump in and be a part of the conversation. You know, I'm asking you the question about how disappointing would it be if the Braves don't at least end up in the World Series. You know, this is shaping up to be a magical year for the Atlanta Braves. They're well on pace for over 100 wins this year. Their lineup is as deep as anything I've ever seen. They're on pace to finish with the second most runs scored, and they could very easily finish with the most runs scored. And I'll admit, I would have never thought that that was even possible after I saw that 2003 team play. Now, again, that was another team that was massively disappointing. They ran up against Pryor and Wood, couldn't get anything done. Sheffield had a bad series against the Cubs, and, you know, they were out. And again, how many times have I talked about this quote from Leo? Well, you know, anything can happen in a short series. That was his quote after that series. I was like, what? You're a 100-win team with the best offense in baseball. Shouldn't you have at least gone getting, you know, to the NLCS or what have you? Anything can happen in a short series. Because that was when there was a 5-game series. But this team is loaded. I'll argue with anybody. Strider and Elder should both be all-stars. Strider's got 9 wins, got the second most wins in the National League. He's got the most strikeouts in the league. Elder's 6-1 with the best ERA in the National League. Two of their 3 legitimate stars should be all-stars. And not backdoor your way in. I'm talking about legitimate all-stars on this roster. And obviously the offensive punch. There's just so many things about this team this year that I think it would be a huge letdown if they don't at least get to the World Series. Get to the World Series again. You play some of the, you know, play maybe, you know, the best team in the American League or what have you. Okay, I mean, roll the dice there. But certainly where you look at the Braves in this National League pecking order, Braves are, they're right there with anybody. Right there with anybody in Major League Baseball right now. So 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Vincent out in Riverdale. What's going on, Vincent?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, buddy.
I'm kind of torn between your question because it definitely would be a big disappointment. I'm going to go far and say we don't win the World Series. But we just got a little bit of bad history on our side. I don't think nobody has won MVP and won a ring in the same year. I think it's been like 1980. And I really feel like one of the Braves gonna get MVP this year. And if they do, I mean, on the history side, I think we can just hang it up with them winning the championship. But I hope that's not the case. Thank you for taking my call. Have a blessed day.
No problem. Look. It would be a big letdown because when you look at where this team is in the National League right now, and when you look at what the playoff field is shaping up to be, you know, Arizona, San Francisco, the Marlins, the Reds, the Brewers, the Pirates, like that's your competition right now. Right now, the Dodgers are in third place, believe it or not. Dodgers are in third place right now. As crazy as that is, Dodgers are in third place in their division. You'd have the Marlins, Dodgers, Giants, and Philadelphia, I think, is the wild card teams or what have you. How many wild card teams are there now, Data? Is it 3 or 4? Can't remember now I don't know what the hell the playoffs are. I mean, again, it's so cockamamie and fakakta up and stuff like that that, again, you can never figure anything out. But it would be a big letdown because this team's been outstanding. And think about all of the stuff they've overcome. Think about all of the injuries and stuff that they have overcome to get to this point to where, you know, it's pitchers, hitters. You know, it's just crazy to think about how many injuries. All right, let's see. Okay, so there's 4 wild card teams. So right now you'd be looking at, you know, basically we're halfway through the season. Marlins, Giants, Dodgers, Phillies. Maybe other than the Dodgers, you fear any of those teams? Do you fear the Marlins, Philly, the Giants? I certainly don't fear any of those teams. Do you fear, the Reds or the Diamondbacks? Like, this thing is wide open right now for the Braves to capitalize on. And when you look at the depth of this lineup and how good this lineup has been, I don't care how much pitching you have, this team can mash with anybody, and they can beat you in all different ways. They can get guys on base. They can steal bases. They can score from first base on a, you know, ball hit to the wall. They can hit the long ball and, you know, pick up a three-run homer out of nowhere. Cinderella story out of nowhere, RKO out of nowhere. They have all the versatility in the world in their lineup. Well, it's going to be their pitching. Might be, but you expect by the time the playoffs get here, Fried and Wright will be back, along with Morton, Strider, and Elder. And think about the experience that Strider and Elder are getting right now, just simply because they're having to pitch a lot, and they are healthy, and they're pitching a whole lot. And they have to be anchors for this starting staff. Like that will pay off in the long run. It may not, I mean, well, we're seeing already some instant results to it, but really it will pay off in the long run that these guys, you know, have really led the charge as starters for this team. I mean, think about all of the depth that they have in their rotation as far as in the minors. And certainly the Braves will make moves to get better, bullpen piece or this or that or what have you. But Rosario's pretty much locked down left field, is he not? I mean, you might want some other, you know, right-handed bat coming off, but I think Rosario's been fine. He's made some good plays, you know, on defense. He's been hot of late. You know, he's on pace for 25 homers and 75 RBI. Okay. Give me that out of my left fielder, because my first baseman is about to go 50 and 120. My right fielder is about to score 125 runs to go along with 40 homers and 40 steals. My second baseman's about to be a 35 home run guy. Yeah. Give me Eddie Rosario in left, hitting 25 homers and driving in 75 runs. I'll take that all day long. With the depth that this lineup has, with how good that this lineup is right now, absolutely, I'll take all of that. And look, I think Brian Snicker has proven that, you know, again, that World Series run, he pushed every right button. He pushed every right button in that World Series run. And obviously the Braves have the experience. They know how to go into this. They have all the experience in the world. The Dodgers and the Braves are the only two teams that have any real experience when it comes to being a high-caliber franchise, a potential World Series-winning franchise. They're the only two organizations in the National League right now that have that pedigree to them, because obviously they've been battling one another. You know, again, Dodgers have been, you know, arguably the best team in the National League over the last few years. Braves have been right there nipping on their heels. And, you know, a couple of years ago, they overtook the Dodgers to get to the World Series and win the thing. So I definitely think that it would be a pretty big disappointment if we don't find our way in. If we don't find a way to just at least even get to the World Series. And I understand, you know, Leo's point. You know, anything can happen in a short series. Okay, to a degree. But you're still the best team in the National League. Not just on paper, but they go out and do it. And the way that this team is resilient in their division, the way that they go out and just beat teams in their division, they don't care if you're the best team in baseball, they don't care if they're the worst team in baseball. Who was it the other day that I saw? I don't think it was Olson, but somebody was saying about the idea of, you know, there's just no fear or anything. Like, we always feel like we got this. Well, winning is contagious, right? I mean, if you win a lot, that gets to be contagious, where, you know, you think you're invincible. You think that nobody can beat you and stuff. And that definitely goes a long way. I mean, listen, that's a good mindset to be able to have about, okay, you know, nobody can beat us. So, again, this organization has been outstanding this year. This has all fallen into place. They're having a monster year. Again, would it surprise you if they go in and sweep the Marlins, you know, out of Atlanta? Would it surprise anybody if they sweep the Marlins this weekend? Because that's what they're doing in their division. They're beating up on all their division foes and everybody else. Braves haven't really, and you know, Braves haven't really had a run where they've messed around. They've come out of the gate with flying colors. It hasn't been like last year where they had to overcome a 10 game deficit and, you know, hang on with the Mets and all that kind of stuff and have to, you know, have these big series at the end of the year. It doesn't feel like that right now. Nothing feels like that right now because this team has jumped up to such a big lead. I mean, again, it is massively surprising that the Braves have a 10.5 game lead over Philadelphia and a 17 game lead over the Mets. And we talked about Day-Day before the season started. I thought their division would be really good. I thought the biggest thing, again, they record-wise they tied with the Mets because of the head-to-head part of it, you know, they were the division champions. And obviously Philadelphia went to the World Series last year. So you thought that, okay, the division is going to be really solid. Like there's going to be a lot of competition in this division, and there's going to be some really good baseball teams that are going to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
And it hasn't materialized at all.
No.
Hasn't materialized at all. And good. I mean, listen, again, good for the Phillies and Mutts for being as bad as they are. You know, good for them being where they're at. You know, the Phillies, believe it or not, are 5 games above 500. They're at least respectable. And they're still 10.5 games out of first place. 10.5. They're 21-14 at home. They play pretty well at home, except they're 21-23 on the road. Braves are 26-12 on the road. 26-12. They can go anywhere and beat any team on the road. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the 27 Yankees, the way that this team has been on the road this year. They've been outstanding on the road. 26 wins already on the road. You know, look, the Diamondbacks have been a real surprise. The Reds are kind of surprising. The Marlins have been a massive surprise. But still, those teams are not nearly as talented as what the Atlanta Braves are. So, ultimately, we will see what happens. All right, Bob Nightingale going to join us here up next. Chuck Ring, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we got some announcements that, you know, who the starters are going to be for the National and American League All-Star participants. We knew Ronald Acuña Jr. was the leading vote-getter, so we knew he would be part of all the festivities. But Orlando Arcia and Sean Murphy going to be starters as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale. He, of course, national MLB writer for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure, Chuck.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't know that anybody had Orlando Arcia starting in the All-Star game on their bingo card this year when the season got underway.
Yeah, you're right. I think of all the you know, the starters they named today, he's got to be the biggest surprise. I mean, who thought that was going to come? It's amazing. You know, lose Dansby Swanson, he steps in and makes the All-Star team and runs away with the voting. Wasn't even close.
You know, Bob, I do think that there is something to when a guy gets a chance to play every day and you know, again, it's been 2019 since he's been any regular starter. I think when guys like that get their opportunity, they really take advantage of it and make the most of it. And I think that there is that, hey, I'll prove that I can be a part of this club, and you don't have to pay Dansby Swanson $170 million or whatever the number was at the end of the day. I do think that guys like that want to show that, you know, maybe it's a chip on their shoulder, but I think that they want to show that, hey, they belong up here and they belong to be in that lineup every day.
No, I couldn't agree more. Show that he belongs. You know, they try to, get the job to, Grissom, and that was the guy they wanted. And, kudos to their front office, too, and believe in Arcia. They probably had their mind, okay, let's see if the kid can cut it. Grissom did. And he steps up, and, I'm sure they knew that he could handle a job, but I'm sure they're as surprised as anybody just to see what he's done to this level.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. As far as Murphy goes, I really am – I'm definitely impressed, and I'm glad that he is finally getting a chance to show. Look, we knew he was obviously one of the best defensive catchers in Major League Baseball, but now getting him out of that godforsaken Oakland Alameda Coliseum, where he's got a chance to actually show his offensive prowess and, obviously benefit from being part of one of maybe the deepest lineup in Major League Baseball, it's all coming together for Sean Murphy. At the end of the day, that it really is starting to look like even more of a coup that they were able to bring him in. And, didn't necessarily break the bank, in paying him. But certainly his production has been outstanding for this club this year.
No, absolutely. There's teams, Cleveland Guardians, for instance, Tampa Bay Rays, that were heartbroken when they didn't get him the trade. They thought they offered better packages than Atlanta did. And now it just hurts worse, seeing what he's doing, the contract he signed and everything else. So, yeah, heartbreaking for those franchises. And, what a trade. He's a difference maker. He has shown he's one of the top, two, three catchers in all of baseball, if not number one, but certainly in the conversations as one of the best. It's hard to find a guy who can – be a great offensive catcher and a defensive catcher, and he's doing that. And you want a catcher that has everybody's trust. So, look at the difference between what Atlanta has with Sean Murphy and a team like the Cardinals with Contreras. They trusted a guy like Yadi Molina so much, and now it's such a big drop-off. It's tough for those pitchers to handle.
I want to ask you about a couple of the Braves pitchers in Bryce Elder and Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys are all-star worthy pitchers? Do you think that one or both of those guys could potentially be all-star starters for this club?
I think Strider, for sure. He's got the name now. People saw what we did last year. Saw what we did this year, too, before he got, hurt. And, Elder doesn't have the name yet. A lot of times now it comes down to player vote. So, it's possible he could still make it. But he's more of a long shot just because he doesn't have that name recognition as a Strider has.
Do you think that if we think that Ronald Acuna Jr. is the MVP of the league, where does a Murphy or a Matt Olson fit into that discussion? I know Freddie Freeman's obviously, he's had a monster year as well, but where do you think Olson and Murphy kind of fit into that pecking order? If Ronnie's one and maybe Freeman's two, where do those two guys for the Braves fit into the pecking order from there?
I would say Murphy could be top five, six. Olson's got the power, a lot of strikeouts, like you said, with Freeman doing what he's doing. So he may be more toward the in the ballot. Right now, if you go, one, two, three, if Freeman's two, probably Corbin Carroll, the rookie from Arizona, would be number three, if not number two. But Acuna's got a huge, huge advantage here. I would say Murphy, top five or so, and Olson, maybe ninth or tenth.
I want to talk to you about Steve Cohen because he obviously had the press conference, I believe it was yesterday, that he spoke to everybody. And I got to be honest with you, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought that it was a very honest look at that. He didn't sugarcoat anything, but he also didn't just abandon ship. And he talked about, look, it would be easy to just go in and fire everybody and clean house. And we know he's got all the money. You know, he's got more money than the federal government. So, again, he can do whatever he wants. But it would have been easy to just go in because they're so far behind and start moving everything. But I give him a lot of credit. Like, I was really impressed by the way he kind of handled things. And, you know, I thought that he handled himself in a good way where he's a fan, he's upset, but he's also not jumping to, you know, any kind of rash decisions with this club.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you there, Chuck. You know, he was very rational, never, you know, raised his voice, never, you know, sounded upset. Of course, it's frustrating, just like he is for the San Diego Padres with Peter Seidler. I'm sure he's embarrassed by what's going on. And, you know, the one theme he kept saying is it's on the players. It's on the players. He's absolutely right. You know, Buck Showalter's not at the plate. You know, Billy Epler's not on the mound. You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, he did remind everybody that he does want to hire a president of baseball operations. We all know that, you know, should be David Stearns. He's sitting in the driver's seat to get it. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get it. But otherwise, it's like, you know, hey, we're all in this together. I thought it was very interesting. He says, you know, if they're not in the race, you know, they could consider selling, which, you know, nobody would ever believe. He certainly made it clear that, hey, we're not adding. I'm not throwing bad money after bad money.
What do you make of the Marlins, Bob? Like, I mean, they're obviously in second place right now. And, look, I personally don't think anybody's overtaken the Atlanta Braves in that division. I mean, yes, the Marlins have had, you know, they've kept it kind of close compared to the Phillies and the Mets. But, again, the Marlins will hook up with the Braves this weekend. And I think when it's all said and done, they're going to expand that lead over the Marlins. But what do you make of them this year? I mean, they've been one of the better stories, you know, in baseball. And obviously, Jorge Soler is a guy that we know here in Atlanta was a big part of that team that you know, won the World Series. But what do you make of the Marlins this year?
Yeah, I mean, really, they're one of the most surprising teams in all of baseball. I mean, you throw out, you know, what Arizona's doing, you know, what Tampa, just the level they're playing. But yeah, I mean, credit to Skip Schumacher. He's really trying to be a great manager, good coaching staff and everything else. So, you know, they're doing this without Alcantara being the guy he was before. Jazz Chisholm's been out most of the season. So it'd be a great story for Marlins if they can hang around and get a wild card spot. But yeah, I'm with you. There's no way they're going to catch Atlanta. No chance.
What does it say about, you know, again, Tampa Bay has been the best team in the American League. The Marlins have had a really good start. I mean, you know, again, they're not teams that have $300 million payrolls and stuff. You know, and then when you start to look at, you know, the Oakland A's and some of these organizations and, you know, even the Kansas City Royals and stuff like that, like, again, it feels like that some of these mid-market teams – take some things seriously, and some mid-market teams don't. I mean, there seems to even be, you know, more than just the haves and have-nots in Major League Baseball, even amongst some of the, like, smaller market teams or the non-high payroll teams, there definitely seems to be a philosophy difference between some of these mid-market teams and some of the ones that are at the very bottom.
No, definitely. I mean, you think about this, you know, St. Louis Cardinals for – decades have been kind of the model of franchise for mid-market teams. Always had a, you know, a payroll, you know, mid-pack, and that's it. Atlanta now has, I think, become the number one team as far as a role model. Same thing, winning all these division titles with a mid-sized payroll and producing in-house talent. You know, Tampa Bay Rays are the model franchise, you know, for the small market teams. So, I think what Atlanta's doing, you know, sustaining this kind of success and not having a payroll like the Dodgers or Yankees is a real credit to the front office.
Is there much doubt that Ohtani's the MVP of the American League here in the first half of the season? I mean, his wins above replacement, and as good as Wander Franco is, his wins above replacement is almost double Wander Franco. And obviously, look, for all of his pitching prowess, he's like fourth in the league in batting average. Is there much doubt that he's the MVP of the league so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's got such a huge advantage, just like Acuna in the National League. The one thing different this year about Ohtani is at least this time the Angels are in the race. Angels are fighting for, Angels have a winning record. They're fighting for a wild card berth, you know, really fighting for the division too, for that matter. But the fact that he's got them in contention, I think, boosts his chances. You know, for a few times there when he's won the MVP, you know, I said, well, it'd be, you know, a last place team with or without him. I wasn't crazy about him winning MVP. But now, you know, the fact that they're in contention and doing what they're doing, and it's really, you know, except for, like you said, you know, Franco or you know, Diaz or something like that, you know, nobody's really close to him as far as putting up numbers.
You know, it's crazy too, Bob, when you look at, you know, the Angels are finally above 500 and playing well, and Texas is like all world. Like, Texas is 49-31. I mean, it's I don't know if it's bad luck for the Angels franchise, but just it seems like when they finally start to get good and they finally start to win, here comes the Texas Rangers, and they're just dominating the American League right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Angels have thrown, you know, a lot of money around in years and haven't got much out of it. You know, whether it was, you know, Pujols struggling, you know, Anthony Rendon has been a big-time bust. You know, Josh Hamilton, on and on, where you look at a team like Texas, you know, throwing all that $700 million out there, you know, $500 million worth in
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we got some announcements that, you know, who the starters are going to be for the National and American League All-Star participants. We knew Ronald Acuna Jr. was the leading vote-getter, so we knew he would be part of all the festivities. But Orlando Arcia and Sean Murphy going to be starters as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale. He, of course, national MLB writer for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B. Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure, Chuck.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't know that anybody had Orlando Arcia starting in the All-Star game on their bingo card this year when the season got underway.
Yeah, you're right. I think of all the the starters they named today, he's got to be the biggest surprise. I mean, who thought that was going to come? It's amazing. Lou's Dansby Swanson, he steps in and makes the All-Star team and runs away with the voting. Wasn't even close.
You know, Bob, I do think that there is something to when a guy gets a chance to play every day. And you know, again, it's been 2019 since he's been any regular starter. I think when guys like that get their opportunity, they really take advantage of it and make the most of it. And I think that there is that, hey, I'll prove that I can be a part of this club, and you don't have to pay Dansby Swanson $170 million or whatever the number was at the end of the day. I do think that guys like that want to show that, you know, maybe it's a chip on their shoulder, but I think that they want to show that, hey, they belong up here and they belong to be in that lineup every day.
No, I couldn't agree more. Show that he belongs. You know, they try to, get the job to, Grissom, and that was the guy they wanted. And, kudos to our front office, too, and believe in Arcia. They probably had their mind, okay, let's see if the kid can cut it. Grissom did it, and he steps up, and, I'm sure they knew that he could handle a job, but I'm sure they're as surprised as anybody just to see what he's done to this level.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, as far as Murphy goes, I mean, I really am – I'm definitely impressed, and I'm glad that he is finally getting a chance to show. Look, we knew he was obviously one of the best defensive catchers in Major League Baseball, but now getting him out of that godforsaken Oakland Alameda Coliseum, where he's got a chance to actually show his offensive prowess and, you know, obviously benefit from being part of one of maybe the deepest lineup in Major League Baseball, it's all coming together for Sean Murphy. At the end of the day, I mean, that it really is starting to look like even more of a coup that they were able to bring him in. And, you know, again, didn't necessarily break the bank, you know, in paying him. But certainly his production has been outstanding for this club this year.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's teams, Cleveland Guardians, for instance, Tampa Bay Rays, that were heartbroken when they didn't get him the trade. They thought they offered better packages than Atlanta did. And now it just hurts worse, seeing what he's doing, the contract he signed and everything else. So, yeah, heartbreaking for those franchises. And, what a trade. He's a difference maker. He has shown he's one of the top, two, three catchers in all of baseball, if not number one, but certainly in the conversations as one of the best. It's hard to find a guy who can be a great offensive catcher and a defensive catcher, and he's doing that. And you want a catcher that has everybody's trust. So, I mean, look at the difference between what Atlanta has with Sean Murphy and a team like the Cardinals with Contreras. I mean, they trusted a guy like Yadier Molina so much, and now it's such a big drop-off. It's tough for those pitchers to handle.
I want to ask you about a couple of the Braves pitchers in Bryce Elder and Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys are all-star worthy pitchers? Do you think that one or both of those guys could potentially be all-star starters for this club?
I think Strider, for sure. He's got the name now. People saw what we did last year. Saw what we did this year, too, before he got, hurt. And, Elder doesn't have the name yet. A lot of times now it comes down to player vote. So, it's possible he could still make it. but he's more of a long shot just because he hasn't had that name recognition as a Strider has.
Do you think that if we think that Ronald Acuña Jr. is the MVP of the league, where does a Murphy or a Matt Olson fit into that discussion? I know Freddie Freeman's obviously, he's had a monster year as well, but where do you think Olson and Murphy kind of fit into that pecking order? If Ronnie's one and maybe Freeman's two, where do those two guys for the Braves fit into the pecking order from there?
I would say Murphy could be top five, six. You know, Olson's got the power, you know, a lot of strikeouts, you know, and, you know, like you said, with Freeman doing what he's doing. So he may be more toward the in the ballot. You know, right now, if you go, you know, one, two, three, if Freeman's two, probably Corbin Carroll, the rookie from Arizona, would be number three, if not number two. But Acuña's got a huge, huge advantage here. But, yeah, I would say Murphy, top five or so, and Olson, you know, maybe ninth or tenth.
You know, I want to talk to you about Steve Cohen because he obviously had the press conference, I believe it was yesterday, that he spoke to everybody. And I got to be honest with you, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought that it was a very honest look at that. He didn't sugarcoat anything, but he also didn't just abandon ship. And he talked about, look, it would be easy to just go in and fire everybody and clean house. And we know he's got all the money. You know, he's got more money than the federal government. So, again, he can do whatever he wants. But it would have been easy to just go in because they're so far behind and start moving everything. But I give him a lot of credit. Like, I was really impressed by the way he kind of handled things. And, you know, I thought that he handled himself in a good way where he's a fan, he's upset, but he's also not jumping to, you know, any kind of rash decisions with this club.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Chuck. You know, he's very rational, never, you know, raise his voice, never, you know, sound upset. Of course, it's frustrating, just like it is for the San Diego Padres with Peter Seidler. I'm sure he's embarrassed by what's going on. And, you know, the one theme he kept saying is it's on the players, it's on the players. He's absolutely right. You know, Buck Showalter's not at the plate, you know. Billy Epler's not on the mound, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, he did remind everybody that he does want to hire a president of baseball operations. We all know that, you know, should be David Stearns. He's sitting in the driver's seat to get it. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get it. But otherwise, it's like, you know, hey, we're all in this together. I thought it was very interesting. He says, you know, if they're not in the race, you know, they could consider selling, which, you know, nobody would ever believe. He certainly made it clear that, hey, we're not adding. I'm not throwing bad money after bad money.
What do you make of the Marlins, Bob? Like, I mean, they're obviously in second place right now. And, look, I personally don't think anybody's overtaken the Atlanta Braves in that division. I mean, yes, the Marlins have had, you know, they've kept it kind of close compared to the Phillies and the Mets. But, again, the Marlins will hook up with the Braves this weekend. And I think when it's all said and done, they're going to expand that lead over the Marlins. But what do you make of them this year? I mean, they've been one of the better stories, you know, in baseball. And obviously, Jorge Soler is a guy that we know here in Atlanta was a big part of that team that you know, won the World Series. But what do you make of the Marlins this year?
Yeah, I mean, really, they're one of the most surprising teams in all of baseball. I mean, you throw out, you know, what Arizona's doing, you know, what Tampa, just the level they're playing. But yeah, I mean, credit to Skip Schumacher. He's really trying to be a great manager, good coaching staff and everything else. So, you know, they're doing this without Alcantara being the guy he was before. Jazz Chisholm's been out most of the season. So it'd be a great story for Marlins if they can hang around and get a wild card spot. But, yeah, I'm with you. There's no way they're going to catch Atlanta. No chance.
What does it say about, you know, again, Tampa Bay has been the best team in the American League. The Marlins have had a really good start. I mean, you know, again, they're not teams that have $300 million payrolls and stuff. You know, and then when you start to look at, you know, the Oakland A's and some of these organizations and, you know, even the Kansas City Royals and stuff like that, like, again, it feels like that some of these mid-market teams – take some things seriously, and some mid-market teams don't. I mean, there seems to even be, you know, more than just the haves and have-nots in Major League Baseball, even amongst some of the, like, smaller market teams or the non-high payroll teams, there definitely seems to be a philosophy difference between some of these mid-market teams and some of the ones that are at the very bottom.
No, definitely. I mean, you think about this, you know, St. Louis Cardinals for decades have been kind of the model franchise for mid-market teams. Always had a, you know, a payroll, you know, mid-pack, and that's it. Atlanta now has, I think, become the number one team as far as a role model. Same thing, winning all these division titles with a mid-sized payroll and producing in-house talent. You know, Tampa Bay Rays are the model franchise, you know, for the small market teams. So, I think what Atlanta is doing, you know, sustaining this kind of success and not having a payroll like the Dodgers or Yankees is a real credit to the front office.
Is there much doubt that Ohtani's the MVP of the American League here in the first half of the season? I mean, his wins above replacement, and as good as Wander Franco is, his wins above replacement is almost double Wander Franco. And obviously, look, for all of his pitching prowess, he's like fourth in the league in batting average. Is there much doubt that he's the MVP of the league so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's got such a huge advantage, just like Acuna in the National League. The one thing different this year about Ohtani is at least this time the Angels are in the race. Angels have a winning record. They're fighting for a wild card berth, you know, really fighting for the division too, for that matter. But the fact that he's got them in contention, I think, boosts his chances. You know, for a few times there when he's with the MVP, you know, I said, well, it'd be, you know, a last place team with or without him. I wasn't crazy about him winning MVP. But now, you know, the fact that they're in contention and doing what they're doing, and there's really, you know, except for, like you said, you know, Franco or you know, Diaz or something like that, you know, nobody's really close to him as far as putting up numbers.
You know, it's crazy too, Bob, when you look at, you know, the Angels are finally above 500 and playing well, and Texas is like all world. Like, Texas is 49-31. I mean, I don't know if it's bad luck for the Angels franchise, but just it seems like when they finally start to get good and they finally start to win, here comes the Texas Rangers, and they're just dominating the American League right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Angels have thrown, you know, a lot of money around in years and haven't got much out of it. You know, whether it was, you know, Pujols struggling, you know, Anthony Rendon has been a big-time bust. You know, Josh Hamilton, on and on, where you look at a team like Texas, you know, throwing all that $700 million out there, you know, $500 million worth in Seager and Semien, and it's paying off. It didn't look like it a year ago, and those guys have been great. So there's a franchise that's throwing money around, and it is paying off for them.
Last question for you, Bob. You know, you and I specifically talked. I know you're in Phoenix, and you and I specifically talked about, you know, can Arizona, you know, eventually maybe the pitching will catch up and things like that. Is it starting to come around? I mean, are you starting to kind of look at this team and say, look, Zach Gallen's, you know, certainly one of the best starters in the National League. Maybe the Diamondbacks can hang through the whole season. Maybe they can find a way to win this division.
I'm going to stick with what I said before. I still think they're in a great position to grab a wild card berth. I just don't know about that pitching. You know, you got Zach Allen, you got Merrill Kelly, Zach Davies. You know, he's been okay. He had a good start yesterday. But I just think they're a starter short and a closer short. You know, they went out and, you know, if San Diego decides to sell, they went out and got a Josh Hader. You know, it might be a different, you know, different story, help them out. But I just think at some point the pitching catches up. It's like Cincinnati Reds, great, great story right now. But, you know, how sustainable is it with the pitching they have?
Bob Nightingale is a USA Today Major League Baseball columnist. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, look forward to it.
You got it.
Thanks, buddy.
When we come back from the top of the hour, will be time for the Falcons flyover. Happy birthday wish to really probably still one of the more underappreciated Falcons in a lot of ways, and it's a Hall of Famer, and that's kind of crazy to maybe say, but still probably underappreciated. Chuck in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Night of the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.